It started for us with parents asking from obviously purchasing the slush puppies from the ice cream vans, the stains that they were noticing on the children's lips as well as the adults. Can we do something about it? Because it doesn't go away and it stays on there for quite a few hours. When we looked into it further into what was actually going into the ingredients and why slush. Also, it was something that I always wanted to ask myself, why doesn't it freeze? It was then more apparent on what was the effects being had around the UK at the time. It wasn't really well known. It was sort of kept very low key that children were having sort of some effects with obviously the ingredients that are in this slush. On top of that, the amount of sugar that was in it, as well as the staining. Most concerning was the glycerol that they put into the slush, the shock that it has with some of the children with the reactions. That was, what, 3 years ago. And despite all this, that when we get parents coming up, oh, can we have a slush puppy? We say, no, we don't sell it as a company. We've stopped selling it. They'll, you know, we try and educate them. But still, I don't think parents out there are realising what ingredients is actually going into it. And with recent news that is now being apparent, and I think it's going to be a big eye-opener, that I'm glad that we've decided to make and take this decision. You know, we've lost a lot of work where we get PTA groups from schools fundraising for their school fetes and bits and pieces that want an ice cream van, but they also want slush on that ice cream van. And when we obviously try and educate them and sell them the reasons why we don't operate and sell slush, thank you, but we'll come back to you. And they go for another person or another supplier. So no, they don't. And I think what we've all done with our staff, and you know, we're all family members, what we try and do is educate parents. So we get a cup, a size of a cup that you would get a slush puppy in. And not only we will obviously look to tell them how much sugar, I mean, 40 grams of sugar goes into an 8 ounce cup of slush. That's one whopping fact. And on top of that, you've got this glycerol, which, you know, the effects that it causes the children with the low blood sugar and the loss of consciousness, that's just a massive warning for us. And do you know what? I get so much satisfaction when people come up to our vehicles and they actually take an ice cream instead of a slush puppy, for the fact that at least I know that we've been serving our own made ice cream, our soft ice cream from our vehicles for 65 plus years, that it's satisfaction. They walk away and I can feel rest assured that, you know, I've done something that I feel right in ourselves.